Hola, Skonkas. It is I, Señor Predicto. I come to you today to share a message the chicken bones have foretold for a certain Scorpio out there, a message to be delivered that is amiss in the air. It is now Scorpio season, and for this message to Ramiro, that is the reason. Scorpios are known to be ambitious, loyal, determined, and at times ruthless and shrewd. Foolishness and lies will surely affect their mood. Scorpio season will run its course, and by the end you'll approach December, but not before you cross paths with No Nut November. Will you make it to the end? Will you be able to comply? Or will you fail and shoot yourself right in the eye? Make a choice you must. Will you wait or will you bust? The chicken bones know, and you soon will as well. But you'll have to wait and see. Only time will tell. Until next time, Skonkas.
Did you know that in ancient Greece, otherwise known as ancient Macedonia, is actually the earliest recordings of eating ass? Apparently, there was a senator named Edasicus, and the origins of it date back to when soldiers would get different wounds from different poisons, different roots, things like that. And when they would get to certain regions of the body, in this example, the ass, a physician would suck it out. And that is a fun fact that has absolutely no fucking thing to do with the episode. But the more you know. This is season 2.0, episode 4. I'm Aaron.
I'm Ram.
And I'm Richard.
Let's eat ass. Oh, I mean, let's get it. Alrighty, so now to get on to serious business.
Wait, but I want to keep talking about eating ass.
Keep talking about eat assicus?
That's
Okay. So to further elaborate on
Eat assicus?
So I'll spell it for everyone.
R-I-C-H-A-R-G.
Just a little bit of
That like, spells Richard.
Oh.
That spells Dad.
Not dad.
Daddy, no!
But just for a little bit of history background, and I am by no means well-versed in it, but just from my understanding, ancient Macedonia, of course, was what ancient Greece was before Greece was actually Greece, which I believe they had a lot more Roman influence at the time, like in ancient Macedonia. But according to the mythology, there was a Roman senator named Edasicus, and that is part of why it's called eating ass. It says he came across this method while studying medicine and found that he got great sexual pleasure out of stimulating the anus with his tongue.
Same bitch.
Yeah, so fun fact. But then it also says that it has to do with Alexander the Great. When he was leading his men into India, they encountered all manner of poisonous insects and plants that they have never seen before.
You think that's how he got his name? From eating great ass?
Alexander the Great?
Yeah.
Like, damn, that guy ate great ass. Imagine that's actually the fucking real story.
He had his little boy toys that he carried around with him everywhere, so.
Yeah, it literally says right here that he was a known playboy, and it's believed that he preferred the company of young men. Not somebody commenting saying, eat the booty like groceries.
Definitely how he got his name. Right. Alexander the Great, ass eater.
Right.
Damn, that's a great topic to start off. No Nut November.
That's right. What?
So speaking of No Nut November, Richard here actually pitched the idea that the four of us should partake and see who can last the longest. Bookie looking like, you got me fucked up.
So we're starting. Wait, you already lost?
No, it's Bookie looking at us like, damn, I already lost
this day. Be honest, it's the first fucking day. Has anyone today?
I haven't.
Not yet.
What do you mean?
Okay, are we serious about this? No, November?
I feel like I can make it. I mean, I'm already a virgin,
Let me ask this, though. Does that mean, like, pleasuring yourself or pleasure in general?
No, you can't nut at all.
Your pee-pee can't shoot a happy juice.
You cannot ejaculate in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
You down?
We're down.
I can definitely do it. This one over here, Richard.
Okay, but you have to be. No, I don't think Richard can. I think Richard's gonna blow it tonight.
Richard's gonna literally go home and fucking bust a nut. Like,
sorry, I'm gonna blow it.
Anthony's at home. Like, be fucking for real, Richard.
We have to be like real with each other. So if it happens, we have to say it on next episode that we did
and videos. Yeah. Uh-huh.
We need proof or it didn't happen.
I feel like anybody, like, if y'all want to fuck around and get involved in the challenge, like, fuck it. No.
Yeah, this goes out to all the listeners as well. If you want to compete with us or not compete with us, but do the compete.
Uh-huh. Both peepees and
no babies. Nut November challenge on today's episode and for the month of November.
I just want to say, like, it's the first fucking day of November.
It is. So when you guys are listening to this episode, when it drops, when will this drop? Like November 5th? November 4th?
2nd.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no.
Bitch, what? Bitch, where's the calendar?
Fourth. It'll be the 4th.
Not giving the editor enough time to edit.
It would drop on the 4th.
On the 4th, yeah. It'll be on the
4th. All right.
So that means we have 30 more days until we'd be able to nut. Richard's face.
I think I can.
Bram, be fucking for real.
I can.
I text you. For real. I text you when I go peeing a little bit. I failed.
Richard's the first one out.
It's gonna be Richard first.
Oh man, fuck y'all. I don't know why y'all got. I don't know. Y'all make it sound like I'm just busting nut everywhere I go. I'm at the store.
I'm saying, in church. Like, y'all know that.
I'm in church.
First of all, you told 3 lies in 1 sentence. No, but for real, like. Be for real. Be so fucking for real. Because that literally means that you also cannot jack off. Well, I guess you could. You just like fucking edge yourself into like you're about to nut, but don't nut. Does that count?
Blow out a window on
the first of December. I think that's worse.
I would rather just
that
not
blue,
do
that. Yeah. Blue balls after. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no,
that would,
terrible.
That would suck.
Do you think?
Well, how about this? So in a week, how many times do you nut? How many times did you in a week? In any way, in any fashion. Either with your feet, your socks, you know, fleshlight.
So there are days where I'm just like, I'll see something and it just gets me in the mood. And
you just fucking don't trigger have, and just gotta whack it out.
I.
But so on average, just say an average in 1 week.
A week?
Yeah.
Maybe.
He was about to say 16.
Yeah, he was.
Maybe like day. 5 or 6 times.
5 or 6
a week. Okay.
What about you?
Ooh.
Sometimes less. So it depends on the week. Honestly, it really
just
does.
On a nice average week, no. Like,
between 3 and 6.
3 and 6.
Okay. I honestly don't. No.
43?
But y'all have a lot higher like sex drive than I do.
Yeah.
Y'all are like fucking feral.
I do.
Y'all are no, for real. Y'all are
I'm going to repopulate the earth by myself.
I do have a big sex drive.
Yeah, no. Y'all are like fucking horn dogs.
Mm-hmm. So what are you? Like 2 or 3 a week?
Maybe.
If that.
If or, that.
Okay. That'd be bad.
But I've told y'all before, like, I've gotten, I don't know if it, because all jokes aside, I don't know if it's because, you know, I was a hoe in college or whatever, but.
You're kind of just mellowing out right now.
No, for real. Like, it doesn't appeal to me like that. Like, I have to be in the mood for it.
Got to light some candles.
Mm-hmm. Somebody got to do some, like, fucking brujeria on me, you know.
Sprinkle you with some spermicide.
Okay, and what about you, fucking monster?
I don't know. I guess in an average, just a slow
okay,
week
but
in my
also,
life.
Richard's in a relationship. So,
but if you account, the sex as well as masturbation,
more like 20,
like 10 to 12.
Damn.
Okay. That's still a small number though, considering that.
Yeah. But knowing Richard, 75% of that's probably like jacking off.
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn.
Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing.
No.
Everybody masturbates, does all that.
I mean, for men, it's super healthy. So
it is. I think I've mentioned this before. You got to bust a nut.
Yeah.
You do. Sometimes your balls are too big.
I know some of my female friends that stay masturbating and shit. There ain't nothing wrong with it.
Every chance I get, I've had a lot of female friends who like 2-3 times a day.
I got a couple of friends, you know, their best friend is the Rose or whatever.
They're mean.
The rock outside.
No, bitch, the toy is called the Rose. Oh. You fucking. Oh, my God.
Flicking the bean.
Not flicking the bean. Lord Jesus.
Toby. I'm sorry, women.
Nah, but I mean, masturbating is very healthy, though. Like, it really is.
I think just on my alone time. There's a lot of times when I'm like, when I get home, Anthony's asleep.
Okay.
I wake up, he's gone.
No, I don't know if this is where you were leaning with that, but it made me think. There have been times in my life where I'm literally like, I'm bored. I'm finna jack off. Like,
Yeah.
You're right, you know?
Yeah.
Put some fucking porn on, whack that shit, and keep it moving.
I think just me by myself, maybe like...
The biggest problem for me is finding...
7 to 10 what?
Just me myself. Just me.
What do you mean 7 to 10? Like in a row?
No.
I was like, God damn. No.
There have been... There's one day I was off. I was off for like 2 days. And I think in the one day, I nut like 6 times.
In one day?
In one day. The most I've ever gone in one day, and it was with an ex, like when I was in
high school. And is this mental masturbation, or you're actually watching videos?
Both.
See,
I've never been a mental masturbation.
What I was going to say is it's difficult for me now to find porn that really excites me. And I don't know if that's just because...
You've just seen so much fucked up shit.
It's just that I'm bored with all the porn that I see on... Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but...
You've been around for 73 years, so you know...
That's true. Right. I've seen a lot of things in my lifetime. Years.
He was watching porn. It was on a floppy disk.
The porn was better back then, by the way.
The dark green and the darker green.
Oh, God.
No color.
A little bit of fuzz.
I tried watching... like a porno from the 70s, and I was like, the fucking quality, I can't do it.
No. It's not even that. It's just the way, I think it's the hair. They're like, their hairstyles and stuff.
I can't. Ugh. I can't.
Yeah, no.
No.
Damn.
But that's when I was in high school, I think, in one night, and it was just like my senior year or something, it was 14 times, and it was just me and this one other guy, and just one after another. 14 times.
That is definitely that young shit because...
Yeah. 14 times?
Not 14
times.
I think it was like 18. Yeah. Oh, no sex either. It was just both of us just...
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Best friends or whatever.
Best friends or whatever. Mm. He's straight or whatever. They always are.
It is. It is what it is. No, I think I won't lose.
Well...
Do you think you won't lose?
I think I won't lose.
Be fucking for real.
I'm not that bad. I have gone one full year, though, without nutting.
One year?
One full year without touching yourself. Mm-hmm.
And what happened when you did? Fucking volcano explosion?
I killed somebody.
They but drowned. I had a praying grandmother. Is that even fucking healthy to hold that shit in?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I was single, which is weird. But I was single and just nothing. No... Didn't date anybody, didn't hook up with people, didn't do anything with anybody else. I just worked, got home, chilled, played games, went to sleep, went back to work. Yeah, no, it was a crazy time. It was really weird.
I can see that because there are times where I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
I just keep myself busy with other things and it doesn't really, I don't need to.
Yeah.
But... Then there's the opposite of that. You know, there's the really like, just okay.
Being fucking feral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Yeah, there's some days that it's just, is that a hole? I got it. Is that a hole in the ground?
I got this, guys.
Not a hole in the ground.
I got this. I got this. Have no fear.
Oh, God.
Boogie had it right. Boogie had it. Is this mug got a hole? Ooh, get a handle, too.
I fucking hated that.
I mean.
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
All right. No, not November, boys.
No, not November. It's all official.
Right. Here we go.
I think we'll be fine.
We'll check in.
Either I'm going to lose first or he's going to lose first.
I think I'm going to be the winner, though.
And when he says he's pointing at Buki, by the way. Big Buki.
Right.
Watch this shit. Watch. I'm going to call you 10 minutes later. I fucked up. On my way home, I fucked up.
Yeah. I think I'm going to win for sure.
All right.
I think so.
We'll check in back. We'll check back in next week's episode. We'll see.
Just fuck me.
Be for real.
This is Richard.
Be for real. If one of Ram's quote unquote friends messages him or calls him and is like,
I lost.
Rearrange my guts. He ain't going to tell him, don't come over.
Right.
Right. Ram's going to be like, well, I lost.
I'll be real with you guys, though, if I do. For real. I'm not going to be like, I'm going to do it.
I mean, there's nothing like, if you lose, you lose. Like, yeah, it's just to see. It's more like just. Out of the fun of it to see if we can actually fucking make... Bitch, what?
Pixar didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's just definitely more for fun to see if we can actually do it.
Yeah.
We all grown. We all know there's y'all a couple of hoes.
By the way, I've never participated in a No Not November kind of thing, so this is kind of fun. Right. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of fun. All right, No Nut November is fully.
You think you're gonna lose? I'm just saying November's a long ass fucking month.
Yeah, it is.
We could have did like February, where it's only 27, 28 days.
If I come back on the mic next week and I'm cranky as fuck, you know why?
How about like No Nut Weekend? Let's just go with that.
Not No Nut Weekend. No Nut Wednesday.
I lost.
Just No Nut today.
Where did this even come from, the No Nut November? Just because there's all ends in the
name? I don't think I started hearing about No November until.
Like, isn't there also like a no shave November too?
Yeah, there's a lot of like no. Yeah,
I can do that.
No,
I won't shave.
Don't shave or nut. We'll just see what happens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you boys? In. No. Okay. No shave. No nut. What do you think?
Oh, my shit will get nasty long.
Do it.
Ugh, I'm gonna look like someone's dad.
Are we talking about like that left him like to get milk? The whole shebang?
Just uh-huh. Your face. You can shave your balls. It's fine.
That was the cricket noise. I was like, what the fuck is that?
That was like the perfect, everybody stop talking, just
I believe in grooming. I don't know about you can shaving. Shave
your balls,
not like completely bald headed. Okay,
shave or trim?
I trim, because the whole hairless look, it's not a vibe for me. Okay, it's giving toddler. I don't like it.
I think I do both.
I've done both for sure.
I think it depends on how bored I am.
Yeah. No, no, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes like, it's like do I want to go? Yeah.
Just put some duct tape on it.
I think it just I think it just depends, I guess. But me personally, like, no, not for me. I mean, trim that bitch down. Like, I ain't saying I look like a motherfucking, you know, a corn maze down there or something.
A corn maze. Chewbacca.
Definitely not. But
is that a Yeti? Okay, that's not too bad.
I've also let it go. Like, if no one's going to see, I'm just like, I'm lazy sometimes, but.
Just as like fucking Jumanji.
If I know, you know.
When I was in high school, I shaved like everything, like top to bottom. But it's because I run like 1,001 degrees, so it gets hot. I'm fucking hot all
and I'm
the
not
time.
A very hairy guy either, yeah. Like body hair wise either. So it's.
My just, body hair is thin compared to anything on my face. Like, my face, I can floss with my fucking beard hair.
Yeah.
Oh. It gets super thick. But my arm hair, like, it'll fall off.
I think my legs are the hairiest part of me, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not too bad. Yeah, I've seen some people with that, like, hair that looks like
it's See, all mine matted. Are, like, way hairier than yours.
Yeah. Oh. Romero has jeans on.
I got jeans on, but I don't have hairy legs either. Yeah. It's very, very thin.
Mm. Yeah. I guess. So...
He guesses.
Right.
What's it called? So these mugs that I made.
They're great. I love them. Yes.
They're 15 ounces, so you can hold a whole beer in here. Pretty awesome.
Ooh, which we are drinking beer out of our
Gyudon mugs. We have. We had
I'm already almost out of my
A couple of sake bombs.
Yeah.
More shots. A beer.
Yeah. This later in this episode, you're just going to...
One of us is going to fall asleep on the mic. Shit. We're feeling super loose.
One of us is going to fall... Oh. What? One of us is going to fall asleep. Rich is going to have the mic in the back of his throat.
Aaron's going to have it up his ass.
Too late.
I'm talking from the inside out.
You know, I saw the movie Inside Out forever ago, right? If you haven't seen it, grow up.
No, literally.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie, yeah. But then I'm like, man, what would my Inside Out people be like? Just a bunch of hood rats just walking around. Just nut.
All of them will have hot Cheetos in their hands.
Cheetos.
For sure.
I don't know what my Inside Out people would look like. It was definitely, oh my God, Bing Bong? Oh, when Bing Bong fucking disappeared.
When he's like, take her to the moon for me.
Oh my God.
I was, you know, bawling. I love elephants. I was like.
Bawling in the fucking ground. I was losing
literally,
my fucking
depressed.
Mind. It was terrible. Oh my God. Bing Bong.
The Bing Bong. I thought for a minute it was a slur, but I remembered it was the name of
the Bing Bong. The Bing Bong, fuck your life. Yeah. No, his death was so sad.
It was.
He was like pushed her on the wagons and he jumped out so she would go all the way up.
It was super sad. I felt really bad. I was like, God, let me die with you.
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong. So I it keeps coming up. I'm seeing it. I liked one person's fucking video on TikTok, so now it's on my For You page. Pringles can fleshlight. Have you ever tried a Pringles can fleshlight?
Have we not talked about this before?
I think we brought it up.
Is this not when you put like the fucking sponge inside out and then you put like a something like a glove or something. Yeah,
I've never tried that.
I don't understand the appeal.
I don't. I tried it once. And
Oh, you tried it?
Yeah, it was a long time ago, like right after I ended high school. I think when I lived on my own for the first time.
Oh. The first thing you do is make a fucking Pringle fleshlight.
Pringles. Fuck the furniture. Let me get the Pringles can.
But first things first.
Right. Fuck a couch. Let me go buy some Pringles.
The short
and,
can.
And how was that? Did that work for you?
No, for me, no.
No?
2 seconds, I was like, nah, I'm good. This is dog
I
shit.
Can't imagine that would feel good.
I don't know who finds it. Oh, I can see the people who find it that feel good. It's because they ain't got shit else going on.
They ain't got shit else going on.
Maybe, yeah, like people that don't have anything like else to reference, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely true. I mean, if that's all you got, you got what you got, right?
I mean, I just don't feel like it's ever that serious. Like, just fucking rub one out.
Okay, let's up the ante, right? If there was a melon out there, which one would you fuck?
Watermelon.
Oh, that was fast. Okay.
I don't like watermelon, so I would.
You a cantaloupe man? No. Strawberry?
Strawberry, for sure.
It's not a melon.
What melon would you drill a hole into?
You could have said honeydew.
A fruit, a gourd.
I guess watermelon is
vegetable. What the fuck?
That's going to be the.
Watermelon?
Because you can choose the size to make it tighter, you know.
That's a lot of. It's not a consideration. Right.
what the fuck? You could buy
pink guava.
Oh my god.
Oh, you know, maybe a guava. Guava wouldn't be bad.
That's not a melon.
A fruit. I was saying.
You said melon.
I said afterwards. I was like fruit. I don't know, a vegetable, a gourd. If you want to do
not
a pumpkin.
A gourd.
You know, fuck a
what?
A squash.
A gourd. I would still say watermelon.
Yeah.
Watermelon? How did we get here?
What about you?
I guess a cucumber would.
Oh, God.
Oh, you mean to actually do that? Yeah.
He wants to stick it in his ass.
No, I think maybe like a.
He's going to use an eggplant.
No. Oh, ooh, maybe an eggplant.
Have you seen how fucking big those things are?
Yeah. So that's why you can drill a little hole in that thing and just.
Oh, just Lord. Boop, boop, boop,
just, boop. Did you hear the noise?
I did.
I mean, they're soft. Cantaloupes, eggplants, they're all super soft. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, we can make a little salad.
I fucking
with
hate
some dressing
it.
On it.
A little tossed salad.
Oh, God.
Fruit salad.
It would be delicious. Okay,
sure.
So,
sure. Sure, Richard.
Yeah. Sure. I do a cantaloupe. No, for sure. Cantaloupe.
Why cantaloupe?
They're super soft. The fruit is super soft compared to like honeydews.
Is it mush? Is it like mush?
Yeah, it's like spongy.
It's kind of just fucking disintegrate.
Nah, she'll be fine.
No, November. Shut we're talking bitch. About fucking fruit.
Right.
Or fucking melon.
Fucking 20 minutes in, we're talking about. Who this produce is going to be all seductive as shit?
It's no, not November. Right?
Oh, my already, God. I'm that already... makes me think of fucking American Pie where he fucks the apple pie.
Oh, yeah.
On the counter.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
I haven't seen that in a long
it's
time.
It's like the fucking fresh baked apple pie. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's going to be me 13 days in.
You're like, I can't no more.
But how fucked you got to be in the head to like think, oh, let me fuck this apple pie real quick? It's never that serious.
Never that
Maybe
serious.
Maybe it was November.
Even then, it's never that serious.
No, that's crazy.
That's a high school life right there.
That's true. That's virgin life.
Was, yeah. I
balls
guess.
Drop, it's time to go.
I guess.
So I have this. I've been thinking about this question a lot because I've been seeing it a lot as well. But if you won $10 million on the lottery after taxes, what's the first thing you're going to buy?
Ooh.
On some real shit, this is probably a boring answer. I'm paying off any and every fucking debt that I have.
That is not a boring answer because I would do the same fucking
I'm
thing.
Talking about any...
I would do the same thing.
Any balance that I owe to anybody...
There are probably people out there that have won the lottery, never even did that part.
Oh, I'm sure.
But they just spend but it on some dumb shit.
I don't care if it's like a credit card balance, like any type of balance that I have, like credit-wise or whatever. Bitch, that bitch is getting paid the fuck off. Student loans, who? Like, everything gone.
Fuck student loans.
Yes.
I'd pay them, but I'm just saying, fuck student loans in general.
Okay, what would be the first fun thing you would buy?
Anything? What I would do, honestly, buy a house, right? Mm-hmm. Then I would build a studio in like Ooh. Under, like not underground, but in a basement. That would be my first real big purchase, mm-hmm. and then go mm-hmm. from there. Mm-hmm. as I'm a tech guy, I yeah. love music. I would build a whole like a whole production, a whole producing studio, a whole fucking like I would have all the instruments in there, all my DJ equipment in there. That's what I would do.
Okay. What about you, bitch?
I think mine would be my European trip that I've always you. Not even European, bitch. I think I'm gonna do some like around the world in 80 days type. You could
travel
shit.
The world, for real. Homie.
I'm gonna just book a bunch of plane tickets, like everything. I'm just gonna fucking travel for like like 6 months straight. I'll just fucking travel.
Best believe, after I buy my house and do all that, I'm traveling as well.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Like hell, I'm gonna hit up everywhere I wanna go. Like at that point, like money's not an issue. Like I don't gotta worry about working. Like $10 million, like you could easily live off of that.
Yeah, that's true. You can.
You could put away.
Yeah, you invest and put away.
Because you say after taxes, so what? You're probably getting what? 7.5
million after
taxes. Oh, 10 million, after
taxes are done, you still have 10 million.
So I'll play with three, put the rest away.
And you could probably play with one, not even like.
But just to that. Just with everything, I said, I want to get a house. True. Nothing like too extravagant. I'm still want to.
Fuck no.
A PJ. But no, I would definitely do all that and see the world. Aaron, that's, yeah, for sure.
And what about you, Thickums?
Thickums?
Yeah. What about you, Thicky? What would you do?
I think I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I've never really thought about it too hard.
Fucking buy case upon case of Hot Cheetos.
I'd buy.
He could buy.
He would buy Frito-Lay.
I'd buy Frito-Lay.
You're like, I want
mine, bitch.
And all you put out is Hot Cheetos and
You're gonna fucking eat it. You're gonna fucking eat
everything
it.
Becomes a Hot Cheeto.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe like a drum of lube and just go. Just go to town.
What would you really do?
I don't know. I think I'd buy a few people just to have at home.
Buy a few
not
people.
The mail order brides.
Buy the life size sex dolls. With all $10 million.
One for every hour of the day.
Yep. No, I don't know. I think I would. I'd probably just buy a plane and just fly everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. No, you could just fucking fly like
commercial. I ain't gonna be with class, the poor people. Baby.
First class.
Yeah, there's no, I don't know. I feel like there's not a lot of planes. I mean, maybe because I've just never been on those.
Delta.
I've never been on a plane that has first class
Delta. Inside of it.
Delta? Yep. I flew a
United. I've been on like Comfort Plus, but never first class.
Yeah, you could do like Southwest, like their business select or whatever the fuck. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, oh, it just gives you more leg room and you get like a bigger seat.
I've been on Frontier, Spirit, just flying like locally.
No wonder you don't want to fly anywhere. You're taking all the shit airlines.
The plane's fucking shaking. The He's pilot like, makes like you. That. You got to cover like the pilot's smoke break.
You got to blow the pilot. Uh-huh. Rich is like, oh, that's not a problem.
We're going to get there in 2 minutes. I don't know.
What do they always say? If you fly Spirit, you'll become one.
Damn, is that what they were to say?
Yeah, fine.
I flew Frontier, and I don't think I've ever Frontier been inside of an airplane where my knees were in my throat.
I would, knees to chest. Yes. No, for
I
real.
Would pay the extra $100 to
fly. To be honest, though, when I went to Colorado for the first time, it was on fucking Spirit for a fucking $27 flight round trip. So
wow.
I'm not opposed to it. If it's like a two-hour flight, I can do it.
No, fuck that.
Okay, that sounds good.
Shit, they had fucking Vegas flights for like $60 round trip the other day.
Why are we still here? Let's go.
That's what I've been wanting. It's because when you get to Vegas, you gotta spend the money.
Well, you saved the money to get there.
I still have yet to go. I want to go so bad.
But
Vegas. Vegas.
Mm-hmm. I think, I'd buy a house. I don't know if I would buy a house. No, I'd buy a house.
I don't think I would.
I'd probably buy a lot of tech. Like a lot of it.
Yeah,
just soup up all my stuff,
and then you just build a fucking transformer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of, thought into buying a home, but it's also I've rented, after living out of my mom and dad's, I've rented, and it's just throwing away that money. Mm-hmm. You at one time you're like, you know what, I like it because something goes wrong, it's not your responsibility, it's your renters or landlords. But I don't want to throw away money like that anymore. And I don't know, eventually buy a home. But if I had that kind of money, I would definitely buy it.
Hell yeah.
I would definitely buy a home. Mm. Nothing too extravagant, like I said. Mm-hmm. I still want to be humble, but I do want to travel and I do want my own studio. So that's going to be.
Now that you put it like that, I probably would just to have like
a home. You don't have to have anything base. Like something just to lay your head, somewhere to lay your head to call yours.
Especially because, if I was traveling on just somewhere to
come. It can just be, a two-story home with a bit. For me, it'd have a basement for sure, mm-hmm. a whole underground thing. I want the studio underground. That way I can play my music as loud as I want and not bother anybody. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I'd buy Activision. How about that?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And this way, I just own my own, you know, video game company. That'd be nice.
I'd probably also, awesome. I'd probably also franchise like a Chick-fil-A or something. Because
you can be like Post Malone and open your own fucking games,
dude. Yeah, what? Either Dallas, one. Right? People love chicken.
You open a second one.
Yeah. I know Chick-fil-A's hater chicken, but they make a lot of money.
It's hater chicken.
It's because they hate the gays.
They hate the gays.
And yet here we are. We fuck up Chick-fil-A.
God, I love Chick-fil-A.
I fucking love Chick-fil-A. And I'm still going. And I got a gift card today.
They can hate all over me.
Right. Matter of fact, give me my motherfucking number one, bitch. Sometimes give my number one.
Give my, you right. rule the day. Can I get fries with that?
Right. Yeah. Give me my, I need fuck my Chick-fil-A you, but... sauce, my Polynesia sauce, my buffalo sauce.
No, Polynesian sauce is.
But their buffalo sauce the is fucking good.
Also the tits. Yeah. So good.
Yeah. The tits are?
The tits. The tits. It's like the bee's knees. The tits.
Oh, the tits. Okay. I was like, are we talking about people's boobs up there?
I mean, there are chicken breasts. No, I'm
kidding. I love that shit. Okay.
Chicken.
I put that shit on everything.
Franchise. Franchise of Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. Franchise by Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay. So Halloween was yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yes. Halloween was yesterday. So by the time people hear this, it was a few days ago. I did this thing because I don't know why I thought we were going to be on Halloween, but okay, you, I have a scenario. Okay.
God. Okay.
Okay. So you're in a dark hallway with rooms on either side of you. The light switch isn't working. You walk forward to see what's going on with the lights and why the switch doesn't work. As you pass by a room, you see a shadow of a person sitting on the bed, staring at the wall. What do you do? Do you keep going? Ask who it is, scream and run, pass out, or just die.
Wait. So does the light work?
The light doesn't work. The light switch aren't working. It's a dark hallway.
So when you say keep going, like you're just walking aimlessly down the dark hall?
Yeah. Do you just... Where,
with no like...
Let's say you're moonlit. So you have like some of the outside lights that are kind of...
But does the hall like lead to like a door going outside? Like where does the hall lead?
Let's say the walking down the hallway, you're going to get to your bedroom at the end of the hall. Your safe spot.
Okay.
So why the fuck would I not keep going down the hall? But
you see somebody.
Fuck that person. and fuck you too, bitch. I'm, fuck I'm that sleep. Person. Right. What do I always tell you? Mind a business that pays you. What the fuck do I look like stopping? I'm in a dark ass hallway.
Let that motherfucker stare right, into space.
Bitch, gone. Good luck with your depression, bitch. I'm leaving. Like, yeah. I got my own demons to fight. Okay. And I okay, feel like so I'm probably not gonna run because
here's $5. Who cares?
Uh-huh. Right, I'm not gonna run because that's how they get you, baby. I'm gonna walk fast though. I'm gonna whoop, 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 whoop. You never like gotten home super fucking late to your apartment, like you got to park across the fucking parking lot, and you're like, damn, what if I get stole? What if I get cut up? Type shit. Like, what if a monster come out? You know, you never had those thoughts.
So if you were
demons,
and you just keep walking, bitch, don't look behind you, none of that.
If you had like two paths in front of you, do you tend to go right or left?
Just two what?
Like, if you had two paths in front of you, like, you don't know where they lead. Like, let's say you're at a crossroads, like a fork in the road, and you don't know where it's going. Do you tend to go right or left?
I think it depends what I'm looking at on either side.
They look the same.
I think I'm
you won't know until you...
Instinctively go right.
Yeah. For some reason, I'm a right-handed, you know, I'm right-handed, but I tend to veer left.
Hmm. Nah, I think I'm going to go to the right.
With everything. It's weird.
Go to the right.
I would go left.
Yeah.
So maybe I will see that man in the dark room.
Fuck no. You better keep walking. Bitch, matter of fact, I've had the option to go back outside and go get in my car. If it looked too suspicious, bitch, I'm leaving.
Walk up to the demon first body, of all, walk what up in the back of the head.
Wait, now it's a demon?
First of all, what apartment complex I live in where I got to walk through the hall and all the lights are off?
My old apartment complex was like that. Because we live in like a big square or whatever.
So, you talking about the one at the Dominion?
Yeah. So there was a and parking garage in the center.
Far as fuck.
Yo, is this dark figure paying rent? Because right. I'd be like, bitch, right. Better pay that rent.
Right. Walk by and be like, who?
I ain't sharing the fucking... Right.
Uh-huh. That makes me think of the fucking like memes and shit where they're like, Michael Myers wouldn't be able to slam doors in my motherfucking house. Bitch, you pay bills, bitch. Mm-hmm. The Chainsaw Massacre, bitch, you want to be slaughtering hoes in my house?
Did you just pay for the cleaning service?
Bitch, on my carpet? Because one thing about me.
You better fork that money.
Right. No, because one thing about me, bitch, I need my security deposit back. So
he was always in the suburbs.
You got $250.
First month's rent. Let's go,
baby. Always in the suburbs. Bitch, what kind of homeowners insurance y'all got?
The good stuff.
Bitch. Because my renter's insurance, once upon a time, went but $10 fucking. That is not covering a mass murder. Bitch, I got motherfucking blood and cum stains in my carpet. Bitch, you got me fucked up. No, I have thought about this.
I thought you said they're already going to have to clean up the blood and cum stains.
No.
Aaron's like, Michael fuck Myers, no November.
Michael Myers is out here slaughtering and coming on everybody. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Coming on everybody. I have thought about this before. And bitch, you just walking around my house with a machete, bitch. You got me fucked up. And in the movie where he just fucks up her closet door, he's like, boom. Bitch, who is fixing that?
Could you just break my motherfucking door?
Right, because now I got to put in a work order, bitch. Like, no.
That's taxing on me, too. Right. Now I got to get on the fucking computer or the phone.
Right, because now
open I got a goddamn work order.
Now I got to call the property manager. Now what?
All right, so Michael Myers, if you're listening, don't go to the hood.
No, and why don't they fight back? Bitch, I'm swinging. If you're going to stab me, you better stab me right, bitch, because I'm a...
You better kill me.
You better kill me dead, bitch, because I'm going to either stab you back, air that bitch out, or...
Or hit you with that. Rent's due, bitch.
Right.
You better not have right. my money.
You better split that bitch with me.
Y'all just fuck it.
You paying the light bill. You want to turn all the motherfucking lights off, bitch. You paying for my fucking circuit breaker to get fixed, so you want to be stabbed in circuit boxes and shit. Fuck you. Those slasher movies piss me off. Because I'm like, y'all are fucking stupid.
Just.
Or they're like, oh, no. This whole building in the fucking apartment complex, the whole hallway, everything got light but my apartment. Let me walk into my apartment. Bitch, leave.
I paid my bills, bitch.
Right, bitch, because first of all, I'm calling CPS. Be like, why my light bill turned off? Why my lights turned off?
So who is that dark figure? Jeez. You just put a dark figure there?
The bill collector, apparently.
It's a CPS energy fucking consultant. You know when they call you? You know when they call you? They're like, turn off your lights between this time. Bitch, fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
I'm talking about lower your AC or raise your AC to fucking 88 degrees. Bitch, it is 117 degrees outside.
Get some better transformers, bitch.
Pay these motherfucking bills, ho, and then I might.
We live in Texas. The fuck?
Right. Bastards.
I hate those
dingy,
hate
those dirty, dingy, dirty.
Save
bastard.
Money or save energy between the hours of like 2 and 7. Mm-hmm. And
the CPS Energy wants you to turn on your AC for a total of 30 fucking minutes every day. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Mm-hmm. Who is going to be heat. In the summer heat fuck of 110 plus degrees when my AC at fucking 78? Bitch, you can suck my ass from the back, bitch.
While it's all sweaty,
right?
That's okay.
You so. Caused this swamp ass, so go ahead.
Right. You're paying for swamp ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, and then when the motherfucking phones don't work, bitch, now you fucked up my landline, bitch. Like,
Mm-mm. Okay, so those, clearly this scenario hit a personal note.
It did. It did. God it did. Damn.
Okay. Is this dark figure a male or female?
Ram's gonna go try to fuck it.
I was gonna say, he's gonna try to fuck
Ram the
demon. Go
over there. You want a little sucky, sucky? Like, give me that little sucky sucky. Ram would be the one. No, you know in Scary Movie 2 where he fucks the ghost.
My damn chair.
No, in Scary Movie 2 where what's his name fucks the ghost and puts the bag over her head. That would be Ram.
Yes, it would.
I mean, give me that ghost pussy, like bitch. Be for real.
Jesus Christ.
You paying Ram either with mouth,
oh,
ass
with yeah. ass or cash, bitch.
What
cash.
You cash?
With ass or cash?
It's the first.
Right.
What you got?
I don't do grass, so he's oh. gotta be.
That would be Ram, no. Literally walking in the room. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Who this? Toxic. I okay.
Toxic as fuck.
Toxic.
The demon's going to be left alone. Okay, God.
I'm over here ready to fight. Ram over there ready to fuck.
I'm over here ready to suck. My face hurts.
Richard just goes to the door into the room, fucking ooh. Ass first.
Richard, no, yeah, Richard closes the door. Hello. You know what I came here for. You know ooh, what I came here you? For. Boo to you too, baby. Richard being like, I got demons too, baby. You got me fucked up.
Let me show you a dark figure.
What?
I think my face is broken. Hold on.
Stop sucking all that dick.
Yep. Mm.
Richard lost already. He done came.
Twice.
The fantasy.
God damn.
Refilled my cup. Mm-mm.
Richard gonna walk up in there like, eat assicus, bitch. He gonna have a bib on.
Who's
Richard
ready?
Ate, Richard is eat assicus.
Eat assicus. Richard.
You make it sound like I eat everybody's ass. I'm gonna take that back.
He's like, oh. I mean,
right, I'm going to take that back.
All the viewers at home. Oh,
you know he lied.
Right.
Oh, my God. Okay, so.
Go all right. Gather your thoughts, baby. Fuck, go ahead. Shit, gather your thoughts. Oh, bitch is hot.
All right. All right. Good. Spanish word of the day, boys. Oh, here we go. God.
Yes, let's go.
Spanish word of the day.
Español.
Take it away, Ramiro.
Como se dice? What's the Spanish word of the day?
Spanish word of the day is la dila.
La dila.
La dila.
La dila?
La dila.
That's what I heard.
La dila, like the pickles. La dila.
Richard.
La
dila pickles. Richard, do you know what that means?
La dila?
La dila.
It means, I hope I get this right, is crabs?
Crabs.
Crabs.
Pubic lice.
And or public lice.
And or public lice that came up earlier. Yeah.
La dila. Damn, have you ever had crabs?
La dila.
Fuck no. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Hell no.
La dila. Yeah, so crabs, pubic lice. What was the Spanish thing you said earlier that I kept mentioning?
About eating ass?
No. Pubic lice in Spanish.
Piojos.
Piojos.
Publico or whatever.
Pubico. Pubico. Piojos pubico.
I keep saying publico, right? Bitch. I want it publico? To be public, yes. Lice so bad.
Publico.
Have you ever had an STD?
Piojos pubicos.
Piojos.
Be honest.
Pubicos. Huh?
Have you ever had an STD?
No. God, no.
I did catch a UTI from a girl one time in college, but that was it. Mm. I was like, I had to go pee, and I was like, it burns. And then I went to the doctor, and she's like, you have a UTI. Dancing. I was like, what the fuck?
Really?
Yeah, I got it from a girl in college. I just took some fucking, what's called, antibiotics and drank some cranberry juice, and it was knocked out. Well, because when I went, she was like, that's not common for guys to have UTI. But fun fact, guys that are not circumcised are actually more susceptible to getting them because all that shit gets trapped in there.
It's true.
So, and it doesn't necessarily mean like the girl was like dirty, but that's also why they say like pee after sex. So you like guys too. I think we talked about this, didn't mm-hmm. we?
Yeah.
That's why
I pee every time after
like,
sex.
So of
or
course,
every time after I masturbate too.
Period.
Yeah. I'm super safe.
But no, that's why they say like you're supposed to pee after sex to like help with that.
Oh,
I've never heard of that. So I guess she wasn't like.
Well, I've heard of it. I've just never.
Yeah. And I guess I don't know if the girl like I really don't know because it was just like a hookup with the girl, so like I really don't know. Piojos, and I was 19 at the time, so I wasn't that like I guess knowledgeable when it came to that.
Piojos pubicos. Mm-hmm. No, but I've never been tested, but I've also never had a suspicion or a warrant to go.
If you are sexually active, you should be getting mm-hmm. tested.
It's true. I should be.
Even with your hand, you don't know what you touched.
But I,
because even if you're like only have one partner, you don't know like if your partner has multiple partners. Like,
yeah,
I've never done it with anybody. Mm-hmm. Why is there a used condom?
I'm there? A big like advocate
why,
for getting
why is
tested.
Your playing field so big? You know,
yeah,
I you just should go get tested though.
I'm a big advocate for that.
I agree. I will. Mm-hmm. I will.
they have gay doctors. Or they're gay friendly doctors, mm-hmm. and they're really interesting to talk with, because normally whenever like I would go to the doctor, it would be really weird.
It's very awkward.
Yes, for straight like that's, it is. Well, they're straight too, but just for non gay friendly doctors to talk with them about I got fucked in the ass. So to talk with a gay doctor, it
just yeah no I
it's a little bit more relaxing.
I'm glad that there is because I
yeah
you know you should everyone should be able to speak freely.
There used to be a gay phone doors. Book.
Oh, what?
There used to be a gay phone book.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So there was a gay phone book, and it let you know where all the, like, all this, it's basically where all the safe places are. Oh. For doctors.
Even therapists. Been, it's good to have, really? Like, the LGBT plus, like, the, what, like, the, adver- what's it called? Mm-hmm. Like, just, like you said, like, safe space, like, where allies and all that.
Yeah.
Oh. There's, of course, like, the therapists, doctors, all of who themselves are part of the community, but then mm-hmm. there's a lot of mm-hmm. allies who are like, oh, we welcome everyone. Because it is very awkward, like, if you go somewhere where they're very clearly, like, homophobic or if they themselves are uncomfortable talking about, like, how the fuck am I coming to a doctor talking to you about my sex life, but you're uncomfortable by it? Like, that's, you know.
Very true. Yeah.
They want to give it a try.
That's really cool, though. No, like, all jokes aside, that's
yeah. No, it is. It is. It is actually pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more comforting knowing that you're not going to get super judged or instantly think that, okay, we need to test you because you probably have AIDS.
You should be able to speak freely.
That's very true. Yeah.
Especially to a medical professional. You should be able to speak freely on,
you
know, what you're really there for and what you're, or what you fear you may have run into based on what experiences you've had. So, no, that's good.
The last time I went to a doctor, it was very weird because I couldn't tell. He seemed very, and it's just me judging straight people, I guess. He didn't feel like if I said boyfriend, I would get a good reaction out of him. So I'm always very hesitant. I'm not somebody who's in the closet. I'm not somebody who's very...
No, you're very, very open, yeah. Which you should be, and you shouldn't have to stiffen or censor yourself, especially in that sense.
I mean, there's a lot of gays who refer to their boyfriends, husbands, girlfriends, wives, or whatever as partners, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I don't. Like, I refer to him as my boyfriend. If we ever get married, he'll be my husband.
Right.
But it's very... I don't know. I feel like saying partner is a way for me to, like, somewhat censor myself. Like, I'm trying to hide it a little bit for the comfort of somebody else. I'm just like,
eh. Oh, fuck everybody else.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, it was good. Crazy. A long time ago, I used to have the LGBT yellow pages, is what it was. Oh. So, I wish I kept it, but it was pretty awesome.
Back in the 80s.
Yeah.
In your early fucking 30s.
Yeah. On this episode, we like to call Go Fuck Yourself, Aaron.
It was really high noon around here.
Right, exactly.
With all this white hair that I'm growing,
fucking oldie locks over here.
I'm glad I haven't caught white hair anywhere else. That is my
yo. But don't shave your beard though. Keep it.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
No shave November. Let's do it.
I don't know. I'll try it. I probably will regardless. I usually don't shave. I don't trim that often. My beard.
It looks pretty trimmed right now.
And like, I trimmed it like a week ago, so it takes a while. My beard does. My hair somewhat. Everything else takes forever to grow back if I ever cut it off.
Your ball hair too?
Mm-hmm. Takes forever. I can literally trim once every 2 months.
Trim one ball and then leave the other ball.
Do a sides experiment.
Sides.
That's fucking funny.
A little smiley face.
They walk around. You
can braid your pubes.
They walk around with like ball of shorts. Fine. Like just put holes in your shorts and then, you know.
Ew, the fucking hair.
So everybody can see the progress. Ew,
fuck no.
What is Richard's progress today?
Like when... Like this static from a balloon when you rub it against your arm, all the hair stick out.
Like this.
Your hair standing up. Uh-huh. It's probably easier too to shave. Just don't nick your balls. Have you ever nicked your balls shaving?
I don't think so. Actually,
I did when I was younger. Yeah,
I definitely
don't
think
so. Actually,
I did it with a razor though.
Yeah, yeah. What I used to do with a razor before I used like actual ball trimmers.
I've only ever used like electric clippers, so yeah. I guess that's why I haven't.
Have you ever tried what is it called? There's this trimmer that's supposed to be like safe, like you can.
I saw that and I want to try it. I do want to try it. That
I
you
keep
can.
Thinking it's Hims.
You can basically put thing. That on your skin of your balls or your whatever, and it's not going to nip or clip.
I forget what the brand is called, but it's like a really popular brand.
It's like a men's brand.
Yeah,
yeah. I've seen this ad for recently.
Yo no sé.
Yo no sé. Yeah. So. Speaking of No Nut November, because, you know, it's all about cum this episode. So
cum and eating ass.
As it is every episode. Right. Nothing new. Whatever.
Can't do shit normal.
Have you ever been caught jerking off?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Real quick. Yeah, of course. And they helped me.
I feel like that's not, like, so uncommon.
Really?
You never have?
I don't think so. I think if I ever have been caught... It's by somebody that jumps in, but...
Oh.
I've never been caught in that weird moment.
That definitely was not the case for me.
Okay.
Mine was just definitely very, like, just more of an awkward moment. Like, one of my friends walked in and was like, oh, shit. And that was it.
I'm not stopping. What about... You said you have, Mario? You have? Ooh. You never have? Wow.
Never.
Dang. Okay.
I'm very secretive.
I mean, clearly he's secretive. Ram also watches porn in his own house by himself with headphones on.
I do. Fun fact.
With headphones?
In his own house where he lives alone.
I wear headphones to watch porn.
You're funny.
And then I cover the webcam in my room with a hat. So make sure no one's watching.
The infamous, like, somebody's always hacking my camera.
Someone, I mean, you never know, man. Like, I even put tape over the camera on my laptop.
Zing.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who do that. They use post-it notes and all that other shit. Okay.
So I cover the webcam with a hat, and then I wear headphones to watch porn on my computer desk.
Why does that sound so
or
sad?
Or if I'm on my phone, I'm on my bed, of course. But. Yep. Okay. Yep. Everyone at home's like,
So talking about getting caught jerking off, Just as a weird side topic, if you were ever a Disney princess, which one would it be?
Snow White.
Snow White. Pocahontas?
Fuck no.
Bitch, fuck you.
Why did I agree with that? Why did
I
feel like a slur?
I would want to be Tiana. I like Tiana.
No, she's my favorite. Who's Tiana?
Princess and the Frog.
Yeah. See, I've never seen that movie. I knew it was going to be uncultured. I knew it was going to be that one.
You fucking stupid bitch.
For me,
hey, that's, I like that, Richard.
I'm
sorry.
Okay, Richard.
Carry on. Who would you be?
Let's see. I wouldn't be Snow White. Oh, maybe Snow White, because she got them seven men around her.
That's not why I chose Snow White, but.
Why did you choose Snow White?
I like women with short hair. I'm drawn to women with shorter hair for some reason.
Okay.
And, so am I.
I hate you.
Like, you know, I think Snow White is just beautiful pale skin, the black hair. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, you know.
I think maybe.
But I also like blondes. I also like redheads. I also like Korean women.
Okay, so like, bitch, we don't need
light skin.
And he just failed.
I also like.
He likes women.
And I also love women.
Oh my god! All you had to honestly, answer was Snow, what princess.
Snow White was just the first one.
Snow White,
yeah. Okay.
And I don't know a lot of. Well, Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Does she count as? She's not a princess.
Yes, though. She is. She very much is.
Yeah.
Yes.
I also like Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, okay. I would either want to be Tiana or Jasmine.
I'm Princess Fiona. Ooh.
Jasmine, because Jasmine had the bundles, bitch. Fucking.
Yo, Jasmine. Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. Yeah. Aladdin was banging. Dang. Okay.
But he probably had smegma.
Can Aladdin. I just, I'm going to be
Princess Jasmine. Ooh, but if you're a Jasmine, you can fuck Jafar, too.
He gay.
Exactly. The gay math or whatever.
Yeah, got it. Gay math. Gay math. That's right.
Okay. So for me, Snow White, Belle, Jasmine. I forgot about Jasmine for some reason.
Yeah. I'll be Jasmine or Tiana, hopefully. Princess Ariel.
And Pocahontas.
I like Ariel. Yeah,
I see her as a Pocahontas, too, for some reason. Why?
Ariel gave up her life.
She was a hoe running around with two men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Who would you be?
Fucking the forest.
Ariel or Princess Fiona from Shrek?
Princess Fiona?
She's a bad bitch.
Is she a Disney princess, though?
No, she's definitely not. She's Universal.
It's not Disney. Shrek is not Disney.
She's not Disney.
No, it's Universal.
Shit. You have to pick, like.
You know, Disney owns them, too. They own
Disney owns everything. Disney owns Star Wars. Shit. Yep, I mean.
You could be one of the fat women from Mulan. One of the three sisters.
The matchmaker.
The match, yeah, the one with the beard. The one with the beard.
I'll be the matchmaker. I'll be Mulan or the matchmaker.
I can see it was Mulan.
Yeah.
Lusting over one of the
Richard
soldiers.
Will be one of Cinderella's wicked stepsisters.
He'll be Gus shit. Gus.
What a pretty Gus, princess.
Gus Gus.
Gus Gus.
Gus Gus. Gus, Gus.
Fucking so no, who would you be for real?
I don't know. I think definitely Belle would be one.
Belle, yeah. Belle's a bad bitch.
You know, I'm not really into bears, but you know,
I fucking hate him.
I fucking hate makes this all the time. Right. I love it. I love
okay,
it.
So Belle,
and then
do your thing,
and then maybe I don't know, maybe Snow White. Snow White, I like to be asleep when someone.
I can see you with Sleeping Beauty. No, Sleeping Beauty is when there for someone to put a dick in your mouth.
Dick.
Yeah.
Bukkake while I'm asleep.
Not a Bukkake.
You know that's what she doing.
Oh my god.
Big ol' ho.
I mean.
Okay, now flip question. If you had to be a Disney villain, who would you be?
Oh, okay.
Ursula, hands down for me. She's like a Ursula, bad bitch. Fuck you, first of all. No, actually, I'm going to say that as a compliment. Yeah. Ursula's a bad
bitch. She's a bad bitch. Yeah, she is.
Good for
she's
you.
She's a bad bitch.
Good for you.
Man. But you tried it because I knew what you
definitely not. Maybe
bitch, Jafar. You look like the motherfucking Queen of Hearts, bitch. Yeah, bitch. Fuck you fucking with me.
Oh, man. Maybe Jafar. Definitely Jafar. He gave that top energy, so she'd be okay. And then
he gives like Dom top energy for yeah, sure. Like he'll fuck you with his staff.
This is a fucked up episode.
Okay. This feels wrong.
Okay, yep. Yeah. And then fuck, now I can't even think about villains. Who are the other villains?
Maleficent.
Maleficent. Yep.
Hades for Hercules.
Why did you say that? Hades?
Hades. Hades nuts.
It's a woofer.
It's a woofer. Subwoofer. Not the subwoofer.
It's a woofer.
I'm dead.
I know. Maybe not Hades. He was fugly.
I don't think any of us would be Maleficent. Maleficent is a different type of bad bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's that power bottom.
I see Richard as like Scar from Lion King. Scar.
That felt like a slur. That felt like a fucking slur.
Okay.
Maybe. What are the Disney villains? Let's break it down and then we'll
Scar,
choose.
Scar, Hades, okay. Uh-huh. Maleficent, mm-hmm. Jafar, the Queen of Hearts, Cruella de Vil, the Evil Witch. Oh, yeah, the Evil Witch.
Ursula.
Fuck.
Gaston?
Oh, yeah, Gaston.
Nah, I wouldn't be him.
None of us would be him. I think that may be it.
Who was the villain for Princess and the Frog? What was his name?
Oh, fuck.
Voodoo guy? Yes. Was he a voodoo guy?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, fuck.
Because I haven't seen it, so that's why I'm asking. Like, legit, I'm asking what his name is.
Facilia or something like that?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It's something like that.
That guy?
I'm trying to remember other ones.
The fucking whale from Pinocchio?
It's me, I'm the whale.
No, it was...
I'm a real boy.
Oh, boy.
Captain Hook.
Oh, bitch, I'll be Jiminy Cricket.
Captain Hook.
Let's see, the Evil Queen, Claude Frollo. I don't know who the fuck that
is. Oh, Frollo from Hunchback.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bitch, yeah. I'm Quasimodo, bitch. No, I love, mm-hmm. I love Quasimodo. Bitch. I don't care. Bitch, I love Quasi.
Quasimodo is a fucking
That's movie. Such a Shere slept Khan. On movie. Ooh. Shere Khan. Oh, that was Jungle Book,
Jungle
right?
Book, yep.
Yeah. It was
that was the tiger?
Tiger. Mm-hmm.
You know, the live action was not that bad.
It was
Dr. Facilier. Yeah, pretty good. That's his name. Dr. Facilier.
Thank you, Buki.
Who else is on here? Hans? Who the fuck is Hans?
From Frozen.
Oh, that's right.
Never seen Frozen.
Yeah, I know.
And then...
Well, no, I've seen it, but like I don't think any of us will.
Yeah, there's a lot of them in here.
I think let's stick to the ones that we know.
So for sure, Jafar would probably be one.
You're Jafar and Scar?
Jafar...
That feels like slurs.
Jafar and Scar, yeah. Maybe Cruella. I'm not for Cruella.
I can see you as Cruella.
Wear some dogs on the coat. Yeah, I'm good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ram...
I have no idea.
Who would I don't know.
You guys pick for me because
you would be that. You would be that.
No,
I was gonna say you would be that alligator from Princess and the Frog. Oh. The one that plays the trumpet. Yeah.
He's not really a
He's
villain.
He's not a villain, but this is.
Yep.
Well, there was also a crocodile in Peter Pan too.
Oh,
that
yeah.
took was he the one that took Captain Hook's hand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When he killed him at the end.
What was the whole thing with the tick tock of the clock? What was the whole thing? Like it was, I haven't seen that in a year.
It's
been a long time.
I just want to be Ursula and then
Lady Tremaine.
I would also be down to be Quasimodo. I fucking love Quasimodo. I don't give a fuck.
Not a villain though, but you would pick Quasimodo?
I'll be the Hunchback of San Antonio.
Hunchback of San Antonio.
Live in the Tower Indies. Of America.
On top of the mission.
Go home, bitch. Get to your goodbye.
I'm on top of the Alamo just yelling at everybody.
get off my stoop.
Right?
No, my stoop. We got a few crackheads out there doing the same thing.
Right. I'm just fucking hissing at everybody when they're all there.
We had to do with the lisp.
Oh, no.
Oh, I fucking love Quasimodo.
Okay, so who am I? The alligator?
You're the... What is his name? I don't know. Oh, but yeah, you're the... I don't know if he's an alligator or a crocodile, but the one from Princess and the Frog that plays the trumpet.
So that's me. That's me.
That's one of your characters, but who's your villain?
I don't know.
Lewis. I can see him as Captain Hook, honestly.
Lewis.
Can't you see Ram as Captain Hook?
I can see Ram as Captain Hook, yeah.
Captain Hook.
Does Oogie Boogie count as a Disney?
Yeah.
I'm Oogie Boogie.
Yes. Bitch, you could never.
You don't think so?
Bitch, you look like the mayor more like.
With my little twinks on me, Ram?
Bitch, you the mayor.
The mayor? Fuck you.
Bitch, you're the mayor. You're the mayor.
Want to swap faces?
Yeah, that's
good. The raggedy ass mayor.
Nah, you could be. We could both be Oogie Boogie. I'll be Oogie, you be Boogie.
I can do that.
Oh, that's true. He is made of bugs. So that couldn't be you.
That's true.
I'm out.
Oogie Boogie okay. bugs.
Oogie Boogie for me.
I'll be Santa.
He's a sack of bugs.
Santa yeah. is definitely the villain of that movie. No, you're those little kids who are like the
big
little
shit. With the facts over here. Sack of bugs.
The twinks.
Couldn't yeah. be you. Couldn't be you.
Couldn't be me. No, fuck that. Fuck that. I don't do bugs. I do not do bugs ever in my life.
I would definitely be Oogie Boogie. He's so fucking lit.
Yeah. So Nightmare Before Christmas is one of my ultimate favorite movies because I have to watch it. I've seen it ever since it fucking came out. I was alive when it came out, which is sad because it's so fucking
old. He was alive.
He was alive. I was alive. I was a wee little child, but I was alive. 80, what year did it come out? 93.
Yeah, I think 93.
I think it was 4 when it came out. And so I honestly
14 bitch.
I was 44 when it came out. I've watched it every year, and I have to watch it every year. It's just become my little tradition on top of everything else that I do. That's fucking weird in my life. Nightmare Before Christmas has to be one. But other than that, it's been a great day. It's been a wonderful, awesome time. Mm-hmm. Halloween was busy as usual. Mm-hmm. We've been working where we work, so. Yeah. We wanted to thank everybody for listening again to another episode of Dude Don't Let This Down Me podcast. We enjoy you, and we definitely appreciate y'all coming and listening to to our episodes wherever you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple. What is it? There's other podcast channels that are way out there.
Recently on Amazon Podcast. Oh yeah, Amazon Podcast. Yeah. We are all excited for. We all love Amazon.
Yeah, no, it's mm-hmm. it's really awesome.
Thank you, Amazon.
Literally listed all over the place. So definitely check us out, and don't forget to pop by. Check out the Discord, the Instagram. Definitely check out our Patreon for some exclusive just merch, for exclusive material, images, backgrounds of, you know, Aaron's asshole on the floor. So,
you know. Swallowing the floor.
Swallowing the floor. Failing no nut. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're checking us out all over the place. But no, it's definitely been a pleasure. I definitely appreciate everybody for listening and all the wonderful new followers that we have everywhere. Yes. We are growing and banging it out pretty fast. So
yes, thank you, everyone. Thank you so much.
So with that, again, this is Dude Don't Install Me Podcast, Season 2.0, Episode 4. My name is Richard.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Ram.
Adios.
Bye.
Good night, guys.